No, I know what you're saying. You're like, oh, great one. You can't be. No, I mean it. The parents of these children should be killed. If your son or daughter kills him or herself because of shit that they got on Facebook, because 11-year-old girl on Facebook getting cyberbullied, where is the fucking parent? I mean it. Those people should be fucking killed. Their lack of parenting murdered their children. But again, oh my God, vagina, there can't be consequences for my actions. Why should I have to raise my children? You're fucking just losing my mind here. It's just bullshit. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, fucking moan. This ain't a safe space, whore. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Furious cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Go fuck yourself. Jesus Christ, I am in a fucking mood. They're all like running around going, it's for the children. I care about children. I would love to know. Here's the other thing. I would love to know these children who have killed themselves because of cyberbullying. I would love to know what kind of college diplomas their parents have. I would like to know how many of these children are the fucking children of teachers. Because I need to be a teacher. Because I care about children. There's nothing more fucking pathetic than women. Nothing more disgusting. Just emotionally and morally disgusting than women who have children and then dump their children off on daycare and babysitters so those women can go to schools and work at a school and teach and raise other people's children. Because I care about the children! Why don't you care about your own fucking children? Why don't you care enough about your fucking children to not have them on Facebook when they're 11 fucking years old? Why don't you help them develop a normal fucking life? Oh, you know, I know why. Because you're selfish. Because you're on Pinterest and you're on Instagram and you're attention whoring and you're a fucking woman and all you can do is not shut the fuck up about how you're not getting enough free birth control and enough free tampons and enough fucking free fucking abortions. Parent your fucking children. Raise your children. The fucking anger and pure fucking hatred. It is. You get hate. Yes, I do. I hate you fucking cunts out there who let your 11-year-old children get on Facebook. And then your children fucking kill themselves because of mean comments on Facebook. And you have no idea any of this is going on because you're not going to bother to fucking help your children fucking understand the difference between reality and online fantasy. You don't help your children develop fucking real life interest. You don't help them develop their talents. You don't give a shit about your kids. You had the fucking kids because you wanted attention. You wanted people to go, oh, look, she has a kid. Oh, then she's the wonderful, she's the mommy. Oh, it's not about the children. It's about you. You want the fucking attention. That's the only reason you spit the fucking babies out. You don't give a shit about your kids. And I'm just, how can you say that? Because it's true. That's how I can. And I hope the parents of all these children hear this. And I hope they're sitting there going, oh my God, I can't believe how mean he is. How mean I am? I'm not the one who allowed my fucking child to kill them. Themselves because I couldn't bother to be involved in my child's fucking life. You think I'm mean, you fucking filthy cunt? You think I'm mean? You murdered your child due to your fucking lack of parenting, and you think I'm the bad person? Fuck you. I hope you die slowly and painfully in a car wreck. Because you are filth. You are garbage. And I am the Great One himself, and this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. and it's not a fucking safe space. We are continuing with the book, The Internet is Not the Answer, by Andrew Keen, where we've already proven one of his assertions to be false. By typing it into Google and doing 45 seconds worth of research, we will now continue. Where am I supposed to be stopping? Going to page 155. Oh, Jesus. This is going to take forever. All right, here we go. Especially if I keep fucking losing my mind about your lack of parenting skills. Once again, guys, I want you to understand, I know I'm screaming and ranting. I'm fucking serious. I am completely serious about every bit of that. I blame the parents of those children for their deaths. And when I say those parents should be dead, I'm not saying that to hear the sound of my own voice. You have fucking failed your own child. You have not just failed as in I didn't teach my child fiscal responsibility, but I mean you completely fucking failed your child. When your child sits there and goes, I am going to kill myself because of some shit I saw on the internet, because somebody was mean to me on the internet. You as a parent have come, you had one fucking job, one fucking thing to do, which was to help your child become a good, intelligent, rational, well-balanced adult who could live a happy life. That child had one fucking life, one life. And because of your incompetence, your selfishness, your stupidity, your inferiority, your child is dead at fucking 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. And no, I don't have the fucking slightest sympathy for you. None. I have no sympathy for you. You are shit. You are filth. You are garbage. And I want you, I would love to read in the fucking interwebs that the parents of these children died slowly and painfully. You had one fucking job. To bring your child from a helpless infant to a competent adult. That's all you had to do. It's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. But hey, if raising a child is hard, maybe you should have thought of that before you let a man shoot some cum inside of you. Maybe you should have got that fucking abortion that you can't shut up about. And it's my body, my choice. Good. Get then. This is why I am not anti-abortion. This is why I am not anti-abortion. I mean it, guys, the depth of my hatred for these parents, the depth of disgust, the depth of just how much you know what? I'm going to do it. This is almost a threat. If one of these parents appeared before me in real life, I just might fucking strangle them. I just might fucking kill them for what they did to their children. They would deserve no less. They murdered their children. Why should they be alive? All right, my blood pressure is fucking... Randy, how red in the face am I? I am just fucking. I don't even have fucking words for what the fuck I am right now. Once again, I know you think I'm the bad person. I didn't let any of my children murder themselves. I don't have any children. If I had children, my children would not fucking commit suicide because of some shit they saw on the internet. I don't want to fucking hear about how hard parenting is. I don't want to fucking hear it. What if you took some of the time you devote to fucking whining on the internet about free abortions and hating Donald Trump and marching for freeing the fucking nipple? What if you took some of that time and raised your fucking kids? What if you stopped putting your kids in fucking daycare? What if you raised your fucking kids? What if you stopped sending your kids to fucking public schools where they're fucking fucked up and fucking tried homeschooling them and caring for them and spending your time with them and raising them. You claim you love your children. I know you're a lying bitch. Back to the book, The Internet is Not the Answer by Andrew Keen. Most troubling of all, anonymous networks and apps are now among the hottest investments in Silicon Valley. Once again, notice how being anonymous is the enemy. See, you see this again. He's so terrified of people being anonymous on the Internet. Once again, if people come on the internet and they are anonymous and they are terrible people and they threaten rape and they threaten to kill people and all this other stuff, once again, guys, where were their parents? Who are these people that they're such pieces of shit that this is who they are? Where were their parents? I get this all the time. What's wrong with you? What did your mother do to you? You're so sick. Man, your parents really fucked up. I get that. Hey, but enough about me. Let's talk about you. Most troubling of all, anonymous networks and apps are now among the hottest investments in Silicon Valley, with venture capitalists pouring tens of millions of dollars. Again, how can computer software even, how can any of this shit be worth money without spying on people and selling their information? Tens of millions of dollars into startups like Secret, Whisper, What, Confide, Yik Yak, and Sneaky. So again, I used Yik Yak for a while. There's no way Yik Yak needs $1 million. It's a fucking app for a phone. Once you've written it, there's nothing else to do. While Michael Moritz, Sequoia Capital, and John Doerr's KPCB are investors in Secret and Whisper, Andreessen Horowitz, to its great credit, has stayed out of the frenzy to profit from online anonymity. Quote, as designers, investors, commenters, we need to seriously ask ourselves whether some of these systems are legitimate and worthy. Unquote, Mark Andreessen tweeted. Oh, he tweeted it in March 2014. Quote, not from an investment return point of view, but from an ethical and moral point of view, unquote. Oh, so you see, being anonymous is actually immoral. So let's ask ourselves about anonymity. I can say the word. Anonymity being immoral. Okay. You mean like in the United States, when we vote, we have a secret ballot? Anonymity? So anonymity is immoral. I'm totally okay, for the record, with getting rid of secret ballots. I think the voting record of individual citizens should be fucking open. I'm totally okay with everyone who knows me knowing that I voted for Donald Trump. Even though it made no difference because Colorado, I didn't even think about that. It's like, I should have known there's no point in me voting for Trump because Colorado overwhelmingly went Hillary Clinton. But okay, so anonymity is bad. So you're saying secret ballots are bad. You want to get, no, of course not. It's only internet anonymity when the person who's anonymous is right wing, or more specifically, I should say, not left wing status social justice warrior. If the anonymous person is right wing or conservative or neocon or alt-right or Christian or Mormon or libertarian or anarcho-capitalist, that's bad. But if the anonymous person is left wing status social justice warrior, that's okay. Anonymous or not, the people formerly known as the audience are not only angry, some of them are also propagandists of terror and genocide. Oh, genocide is it now? After the 2010-11 Arab Spring, many internet evangelists, such as the Google executive and author of Revolution 2.0. I am so fucking sick of 2.0. I'm fucking sick of 2. That's right up there with literally and fucking awesome. It's 2.0. Everything is fucking 2.0. There's no, shut the fuck up with your fucking 2.0. I'm fucking sick of your 2 fucking 0. Okay? That is the gayest fucking shit on the planet. It's the 2.0. It's abortion 2.0. It's transsexual 2.0. It's conservatism 2.0. I'm alt-right 2.0. Oh my God, this is YouTube 2.0. It's Patreon 2.0. I'm so fucking sick of 2.0. I'm fucking sick of 2.0. I am fucking sick of fucking 2.0. Can you fucking illiterate fucking faggots come up with some other fucking way to fucking describe your thoughts other than fucking resorting to fucking 2.0? Fuck, you people are fucking illiterate. It's 2.0! It's illiteracy 2.0. That's what the fuck it is. I'm fucking sick of it. Alright, moving on. Google executive and author of Revolution 2.0, Whale Gonim, argued that social media networks like Facebook and Twitter were undermining the old autocracies in the Middle East and empowering the people. Okay, I'm resisting the urge to tangent. Okay, I'm good. Suppressed. But as the Arab Spring has degenerated into brutal religious and ethnic civil wars... Really? Wait, you mean revolutions degenerate into war? No, my God! You fucking internet faggots out there! You've got to get off the fucking internet. You've got to fucking get out of your fucking air-conditioned fucking 2.0 office and fucking figure... Did you really... God damn it! How fucking stupid are you people? Oh my God! You mean the revolution involves war? Fuck. Fucking Christ. Fucking Jesus. Fucking Christ on a fucking stick. But as the Arab Spring has degenerated into brutal religious and ethnic civil wars in Syria and Iraq, and the reestablishment of military dictatorship in Ghanem's own Egypt, social media has long been leveraged in a much more corrosive way. Quote, by a geopolitical fluke, the Cold War ended just as technology developed unique power to encourage global tribes, unquote, notes the Financial Times' David Gardner. Oh, because tribes are so evil. Once again, because we can't have tribes, we got to exterminate those fucking white men. But other than that, we can't have any fucking tribes because everybody's there. And we just want to take all cultures and just mix them together. And mixing cultures together is how you get war. Diversity plus proximity equals war. Twitter and Facebook are thus being used by both Sunni and Shiite radicals to spread their doctrinal message and find recruits in what the Financial Times calls, quote, jihad by social media, unquote. Wait, you mean people are using social media to communicate ideas that you don't approve of? Oh my God, maybe there should be a law. Once again, there's people on the internet saying things we don't approve of. It's time for you to get over it. Yes, people on the internet are going to say things you don't approve of. You might need to get over it. In June 2014, for example, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, otherwise known as ISIS, the current boogeyman, hijacked a soccer World Cup hashtag. Oh, hashtags, that's so fucking gay. Used its Facebook accounts as a death threat generator and broadcast its atrocities on YouTube and Twitter, where it posted a video of a beheading with a message. Quote, "This is our ball. It's made of skin. Hashtag World Cup." Unquote. Once again, guys, when you put shit on the internet, you're opening. I should be able to put things on the internet and nobody should be able to respond to that. You know, nobody should be able to hijack my hashtag. Nobody should be. Yes, if you cut people's heads off, and yes, if you have an internet connection, and yes, if you have a video camera, which everybody does nowadays, it's called a cell phone, then yes, you can video the act of cutting a person's head off and put it on YouTube. Yes, people can do that. If you have a problem with people doing that, that's a malfunction on your part, not a malfunction on their part. That is what the internet has allowed us to do. Maybe you should focus on raising your children so they don't kill themselves because of some comments on the fucking Twitterverse. Have you thought about that? No, of course you haven't, because you're too fucking selfish. Researchers at King's College London have also shown how two Sunni preachers are using Facebook to recruit foreign fighters in their war against Bashar al-Assad in Syria. One of the radical preachers, Musa Cervento, in this 2014 study shows, has received 12,000 likes on his Facebook page. Yes, there will be some people on Facebook who have religious, political, social, economic opinions that are different than yours. Yes, that will happen until Facebook finally, you know, cracks down and the only opinion you're allowed to have is the one that has been approved by Mark Zuckerberg. But yes, other people have different opinions than you, and they will express those opinions on the internet. And this shock and outrage that there's people on the internet with different opinions, oh my God, who would have known? ISIS's effective use of social media highlights the core problem with the internet. Oh, here we go. We're about to find out what is the core problem of the internet, according to Andrew Keen, feminist fucking faggot. Okay, here we go. When the gatekeeper is removed, the gatekeeper hasn't been removed. The gatekeeper is Google and Apple and YouTube and Yahoo. Here we go. When the gatekeeper is removed, the gatekeeper hasn't been removed, dumbass. Maybe you should read your own fucking book. The gatekeeper has not been removed. The gatekeeper is multi-billion dollar corporations who want to get personal information from people and sell it to other corporations. The gatekeeper hasn't been removed. Why are you so stupid? When the gatekeeper is removed and anyone can publish anything online, ask all the people whose YouTube videos have been removed from YouTube if they can publish anything online. Ask them if the gatekeeper's been removed. Much of that content will be either propaganda or plain lies. Oh, now we're talking about CNN. Yes, much of what is on the internet is lies. Much of what's on the internet is propaganda. Much of what is on the internet is fake news. In the July 2014 war between Israel and Hamas, for example, both sides deployed large teams on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube to distribute their own deeply subjective versions of the struggle. Of course they did. And because both sides in a war always think their side is right. This is not new. The question is, why are you on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter? Why don't you have a fucking life? Israel deployed 400 students to run 5 Facebook pages in 5 different languages to present its version of the war. Meanwhile, Hamas's military wing, Al-Qassam, was posting tweets in Arabic, English, and Hebrew to its nearly 12,000 Twitter followers about what it described as Israel's, quote, genocidal aggression, unquote, and Palestinian martyrs. The complex truth about the war, on the other hand, to quote Winston Churchill, hadn't had time to put on its pants. And what, pray tell, is the truth about the war? You know what the truth about the war is? Here's the truth about the war that no one will talk about. The truth about the war is that were it not for the state, were it not for governments, the war wouldn't fucking exist. Indeed, given the power and popularity of social media, particularly among digital natives, one of the most serious consequences of the digital age wars like the 2014 Israel-Hamas conflict is that the truth itself, which is lost, is that the truth itself, which is lost among, no wait, okay, got it. One of the most serious consequences of digital age wars like the 2014 Israel-Hamas conflict is the truth itself, which is lost amid Facebook photos of beheadings and mass executions. Yes, you see, now we just, because of social media, we just don't know what the truth is anymore. Because back when there was old school journalism, I guess then, maybe then we knew the truth? I don't know. What the fuck? What? It isn't social media that is obscuring the truth of what's happening in the war. All media will obscure the truth of what's happening in the war. This is not new. This is not something that happened when Facebook showed up. The people, formerly known as the audience, are being tricked and misled by much of the content on the internet, which is about as inaccurate as an Instagram photo. Yes, especially if you're on CNN.com. We were promised... okay, maybe. I was thinking whether or not this is true. We were promised that user-generated content review sites like Yelp and Amazon would create a more honest media. No, we were not. Okay, Yelp and Amazon have nothing to do with the media in the sense of the media meaning news reporting. Meaning, if you're talking about the media conveying what is accurately happening in a war between two foreign countries, Amazon and Yelp have nothing to do with that. And this idea that, well, and you know, that propaganda didn't exist until the internet showed up. And that this, you know, Keen will probably argue, well, but the internet has made it easier. Well, yeah, no shit. But it's still just the same fucking propaganda that has always existed since governments have existed. It might be easier to disseminate, sure, but it's the same shit as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. All right. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Where did the days go by? All right, anyway. But information without gatekeepers, there are still gatekeepers. How many times do I have to fucking say this, you fucking retard? But information without gatekeepers is almost always either inaccurate or corrupt or both. Oh my God, it's fake news. See, and this is the thing. This is the hit on like the Chernovics on Twitter, right? There's no gatekeeper on him. And so what he's saying is fake news. It's inaccurate. It's propaganda. And by gatekeepers, of course, what Andrew Keen means is the corporations, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. But not, of course, Fox News. They're not a gatekeeper because they're evil right wing, right? That's what he means by gatekeepers. He means that the corporations, the news corporations with a left wing bias, are not deciding what people should be allowed to know. On Amazon, for example, top reviewers get sent a ton of free merchandise, which inevitably affects their reviews. In September 2013, New York regulators cracked down on deceptive internet reviews on 19... Is this really what the government needs to be doing with its time? New York regulators cracked down on deceptive internet reviews on 19 internet companies, including Yelp, Google, City Search, and Yahoo, and fined them $350,000. Is this really what tax money needs to be spent on? Is finding fake reviews for restaurants on Yelp? Is that really a fucking priority for you fucking losers out there? Then there are the click farms outsourced in low-wage countries like Bangladesh, that sounds racist to me, which are used to produce literally hundreds of thousands of fake Facebook likes and Twitter followers. And those things are, of course, Twitter and Facebook look the other way while they're happening because Twitter and Facebook benefit from those. Individually, none of these little Individually, none of these little lies are ruinous, notes Tim Wu about what he calls the little lies the internet told me on consumer review types, but they all add up and they take both an economic and cultural toll. Now, I hate to break this to you guys, but if somebody lies on Facebook about, well, anything, it doesn't affect me because I'm not on. Once again, guys, the solution to all of this isn't to expend government resources finding fake likes on Facebook. The solution is to get the fuck off of Facebook and get a life. This is not even a problem because it's not even difficult to solve. Get the fuck off of Facebook. Get the fuck off Facebook. This doesn't require a fucking government department. It doesn't require higher taxes. It doesn't require a fucking committee. Get the fuck off Facebook. Problem solved. Truth is the greatest casualty here. This God, liberals can't shut up about. Oh my God, Donald Trump won. Truth is the greatest casualty. He's not my president. Truth is the greatest casualty. Oh, you mean kind of like when you wrote in your book that this girl received all these nasty comments on Ask.fm and killed herself, but then I type it into Google and every link that comes up says that she fucking sent the comments to herself because they traced the IP address and it was her fucking IP address? Really? Is that the kind of truth that is the casualty here, Andrew? Is that the casualty truth going on? Is it? Is that what's happening? It's no wonder that the internet generation is suffering from a scarcity of trust in an age when traditional authority and institutions are in crisis. Oh, crisis. Even the world's sixth most popular website, Wikipedia, the most noble and promising of all the user-generated content networks, isn't really trustworthy. Yes, because you social justice warriors don't want the truth to get out there, because the truth will make you look like the idiots that you are. Right? Like when I read the story about how when this one guy went and he found out that Anita Sarkeesian used to work with Bart Baggett, who is a pickup artist, he went and put that on Anita Kuntslesian's Wikipedia, and it was immediately taken off. Because nobody wants anyone to know. By the way, did you see on Age of Shitlords, ageofshitlords.com, Anita Kuntslesian's father donated money to the Donald Trump campaign? Oh, yes. Talking about some daddy issues. There it is, man. Even then, Wikipedia, blah, blah, blah. Yes, some of the entries are really very good, and it's hard not to be impressed and not be a little bemused by the altruism of its unpaid contributors. But as U.S. scientist found in a 2014 study published by the American Astemic? I don't know what that means. Association, 9 out of 10 of Wikipedia's health entries contained mistakes, with many of these entries containing many areas. Oh, so health entries. You mean health, like diet? Oh, because health, because there's not a politicized aspect. That health, that's not something where everybody's trying to pretend whatever they're selling is healthy and what everybody else is selling is unhealthy. Once again, how are you determining what's true and what's not true? Carbs are bad. Carbs are good. Gluten is bad. Gluten is good. Sugar is bad. Sugar is good. Salt is bad. Salt is good. Bran muffins are bad. Bran muffins are good. Wine is bad. Wine is good. Sorry, girl. When it comes to health, there ain't no objective truth. And everyone... veganism is good. Veganism is bad. Paleo is good. Paleo is bad. There's almost... I can really think of almost... Right off the top of my head, can think of almost no quote-unquote field of science, I'm going to call it that for lack of it, that is more contested and more filled with opinions that cannot be substantiated than health. There ain't a lot of doubts about gravity. There's a whole lot of fucking opinions about what is a healthy diet. But the main problem with Wikipedia, oh, here we go, is its cultural biases. Given that it is essentially authored and edited by the internet, here we go, it reflects the libertarian values and interest of its digital natives. Once again, this fucking faggot, Andrew Keen, has no clue what a fucking libertarian is. Wikipedia is not libertarian. Wikipedia is, if anything, a left-wing status social justice warrior. And so, as Tom Somonite notes in a comprehensive 2013 article, ooh, it's comprehensive, ominously titled, quote, "The Decline of Wikipedia," unquote, in the MIT Technology Review, Wikipedia is undermined by its skewed coverage. Right, because if only left-wing status social justice warriors were writing Wikipedia, it wouldn't be skewed. Right, this idea that there are these humans out there who are not skewed. And if only these non-skewed humans were in charge of everything, oh, then everything would be perfect. Oh, such perfection. If only we could just kill off all those heterosexual white men with jobs, then, oh, it'd be perfect. There are too many entries about Pokemon and female porn stars, Simonite argues, and, quote, sketchy, unquote, coverage of women novelists and places in sub-Saharan Africa. Once again, see, Wikipedia doesn't focus enough on the feminist agenda. Wikipedia does not focus on the agenda of sub-Saharan Africa. That's the problem. See, it's not diverse enough. It's too focused on the interest of heterosexual white men. If women are so strong and independent, why can't women go do some Wikipedia things about women novelists? And the reason there's nothing about sub-Saharan Africa is because the people in sub-Saharan Africa don't give a flying fuck about the internet because they're not a bunch of fucking goddamn losers like you are. More importantly, how much of a fucking loser do you have to be for the bias of Wikipedia towards heterosexual white men with jobs to be a major fucking problem in your life? Quote, "The main source of these problems is not mysterious. The loose collective running the site today, estimated to be 90% males, operates a crushing bureaucracy with an often abrasive atmosphere that deters newcomers who might increase participation in Wikipedia and broaden its coverage." Unquote. Simonite writes of the problems with the editorial authority on Wikipedia. Ann Perkins concurs with Simonite. Who gives a shit about what Ann Perkins concurs with? Quote, "The fact remains that what you get in Wikipedia is the world according to the young, white, Western male with a slight personality defect." Unquote. You see, those of you who write on Wikipedia, you're young white men from North America with personality defects. Now, of course, you filthy fucking cunts who allow your children to commit suicide because they're 11 years old and they're on Facebook, now you don't have any personality defects. You are perfect because you have a fucking vagina and it's the current year and reasons. And nobody could expect you to actually raise your fucking children because you're too busy whining about how all the people who write for Wikipedia are heterosexual white men with personality defects, and you're just not getting enough free birth control because you're so fucking oppressed. You don't have time to raise your children, do you? You fucking filthy cunt. Simonite and Perkins might have been describing the internet itself, where there are too many abrasive young men with personality defects and not enough accountable experts. And if there's all these young men with personality defects, obviously there's not enough parenting either. Because all these young men with personality defects, they came out from between the legs of women. Who are the men these women are mating with? Oh yeah, they're prisoners. They're murderers, they're rapists, they're drug dealers, they're sociopaths. These are the women, these are the men women want to get sperm from. And then the babies come out, the babies have the flawed DNA, and the parents don't give a shit about their kids because they're busy fucking other men. And then, oh, they grow up to have personality defects. But now we can't hold women accountable for the behavior of their sons, can we? No, of course not. Because there's no fucking accountability when you have a fucking hole between your legs, is there? It's Robert Merton's Law of Untold Consequences once again. Web 2.0s! There's the fucking 2.0 again. Take your fucking 2.0 and shove it in the fucking hole, buddy. It's the Web 2.0's cult of transparency and openness. It's faith in the wisdom of the crowd. Oh, you mean like democracy? Faith? in the wisdom of the crowd? You mean democracy? Has ironically spawned opaque bureaucracies controlled by anonymous elites. Oh, opaque bureaucracies controlled by anonymous elites. You mean like government? Without paid curators fully accountable for their work, the internet is degenerating into propaganda, lies, and a surfeit of information about Pokemon and porn. Without paid curators. Oh, you mean like the mainstream news corporations? Alright, we're jumping way ahead. Page 224. We're actually getting near the end now. Randy, where are we on time? Oh God, we might finish up, but I don't think so. Alright, oh God, here we go. 224, what am I looking for? Here it is. Elected governments exist so that we, the royal we, can shape the society in which we live. No, elected governments exist so that the people in the governments don't have to get real jobs. Elected governments exist so that pedophiles can have sex with small children and get away with it. Elected governments exist so that a small group of elitists can have other people killed for their benefit. Elected governments do not exist so that we can shape the society in which we live. If you want to shape the society in which you live, you need to get off your ass and go fucking shape it yourself. Once again, Andrew has this complete lack of understanding about things like the purpose of government, what libertarians are, you know, the internet research, typing people's names into Google to find out if they fucking sent themselves nasty messages before killing themselves. I mean, this is just absolute horseshit. Elected governments exist so that we can shape the society in which we... No, elected governments exist so that people can be forced to do things they would not otherwise do. At the point of a gun, like buy Obamacare, pay taxes, support dropping bombs on children in other countries. There's no other alternative to controlling technological change. Yes, there is an alternative to controlling technological change other than the government. It's called turning the fucking internet off. It's called parenting your fucking children. It's called learning how to think for your fucking self. Not distributed capitalism or peer-to-peer government or MOOCs, data factories, or some other libertarian scheme. Yes, once again, libertarian is a dirty word. Some other libertarian scheme to make a few internet entrepreneurs obscenely rich and powerful. Yes, because of course the government's not helping Google become rich and powerful. No, those corporations are not becoming rich and powerful without any help from the government. No, of course not. The government would never help corporations become rich and powerful. The government would never write the tax laws that allow the corporations to put their profits offshore and not pay taxes on them. No, the government would never fucking buy software from corporations. The government would never give corporations fucking loopholes. The government would never give contracts to corporate. No, the government has nothing to do with corporations becoming rich and powerful. Oh my God, that's because those evil libertarians are doing that. The internet's current epic fail isn't necessarily its final grade, but to improve It needs to grow up quickly and take responsibility for its actions. The internet cannot take responsibility for its actions. The internet does not have sentience. See, once again, it's individuals who need to take responsibility for those actions. Kind of like if you're a parent, you need to take responsibility for your 11-year-old daughter being on Facebook. When this fucking faggot Andrew Keene says the internet needs to take responsibility for its actions, this is Orwellian language. What he means is the government needs to pass more laws. The government needs to make sure heterosexual white men who have jobs are not allowed to be anonymous on the internet and express their opinions. That's what Andrew fucking means. It's not up to the internet to fucking grow up. It's up to people who use the internet to grow the fuck up. But that's not going to happen because the people using the internet who have all of these problems are the ones who are emotionally retarded. They are the social justice warriors who need a fucking safe space at every goddamn moment of their lives. They are the shitty parents who haven't bothered to parent their own fucking children. They are the fucking inferior people. Page 226. This is it, man. Final paragraph I'm going to read. Randy, hold the closing music. We're going to go a little bit over. And I'm going to talk about some stuff related to this because unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, I still have pages of notes, which is related to this, but not necessarily directly. It spins off. Anyway, there'll be a little bit more. Here we go. The answer, then, can't just be more regulation from government. Oh, really? Okay. As critics like Tim Wu have argued, the answer lies in our new digital elite becoming accountable for the most traumatic socioeconomic disruption since the Industrial Revolution. Now, these digital elite he's talking about, well, these are the rich people. Andrew, you spend your entire life kissing these people's asses. These are the rich people. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to stop using Instagram? Are you going to stop using Facebook? Of course you're not. Because just like a woman, you want attention. Rather than thinking differently, the ethic of this new elite, and when he's talking about this new elite, he's talking about these are the people he calls libertarians. Remember, if you haven't listened to previous episodes, he thinks that, you know, Steve Jobs and the guy who invented Instagram, he thinks these people are libertarians. He thinks these are selfish libertarians who only care about themselves. When in fact you look at people like Mark Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg is not a libertarian. Mark Zuckerberg is a social justice warrior. He is a left-wing statist, Hillary Clinton-humping faggot. Okay, Mark Zuckerberg is not a goddamn libertarian. Rather than thinking differently, the ethic of this new elite should be to think traditionally. Oh, you mean traditionally, like getting married? Like there's only two genders? Like men getting a job and women staying home and making apple pies? We're going to think traditionally now. Oh, it's interesting. Rather than seceding to Burning Man or Mars, this plutocracy must be beamed back down to Earth. Move fast and break things was the old hacker ethic. You break it, you own it should be the new one. Rather than an internet bill of rights, what we really need is an informal bill of responsibilities that establishes a new social contract for every member of a networked society. which of course means nothing if it's not enforced, which requires government, which requires more regulations, which in the first sentence he says the answer can't just be more regulations. But no, the answer, Andrew, in your view of the world, is more regulations, and that's because you're stupid. The answer is to turn off the fucking internet and go get a goddamn wife. It's just a